All right, everyone. Welcome to the Just Chill Podcast, episode 11. I'm here with my co-hosts, Jack and Alohe.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's good, everyone?
And with that, let's get started. So, amidst the protests of, upon George Floyd's death, a lot of people have been conjuring up or protesting for change to sort of get rid of this institutional racism that's been plaguing our country for so long. And this is sort of exemplified by how the nine members of the Minneapolis City Council, how they're pledging their support for dismantling the city's police department on Sunday. And so, quote unquote, from Andrea Jenkins, which is the one of the council members, "We will be taking intermediate steps towards ending the MPD through the budget process and other policy and budget decisions over the coming weeks and months." So, despite, the overwhelming support for this, lawmakers say that there are still many details to work out as to what Minneapolis would look like without police presence. And the mayor himself takes an interesting standpoint because he wants and expresses a massive shift, structural shift, away from this sort of institutional racism, but doesn't really support the idea of completely abolishing a police presence in Minneapolis, and he's receiving a lot of black backlash from Minneapolis citizens about that.
I mean, as for like completely defunding the police, I'm not sure if that's the best
Yeah, I don't understand.
angle to
So
go
what, they want no
for.
police? How does that work?
Yeah, I don't understand either.
It would be like a community kind of thing. Some countries have it like that. It's like
But
they
that,
don't have a police
wait,
department,
but let me,
but they have
but
people in
okay.
place to like protect the law.
So let's say there's no police department, right? But everywhere else, I'm assuming there's going to be one. So when all the criminals just go to Minneapolis and just commit all their crimes there because there's no police
Well,
to
like
like do
it
anything.
like there won't be a an actual department, but there'll still be people to like catch
Right,
criminals.
but if I'm a criminal and I hear no police department, where do you think I'm going?
Well,
There.
yeah, but like that's like compared to like this issue, like to think about like, oh, criminals might move here and like commit crimes. That's
Well,
not really in the
I don't
mindset
think
we have.
anyone wants crimes, though. I don't think anyone wants criminals in their
Yeah,
city.
no one wants criminals in their city, but I'm saying that's probably not on their mind right now.
I thought from what I understood was it was like they're just gonna like dismantle it and then just rebuild it from the ground up so that it's
Yeah,
more
that's what
like
they're, yeah.
racially
That's what a lot of cities are trying to do.
more racially I guess, not woke, like racially aware. Not but not, let's take it away. Like that just seems kind of reckless and like short nearsighted. In my opinion.
Oh yeah, no, they're gonna take it away. I don't think it's a permanent like thing where they're gonna do like police by community, but
And then you
think
have to
it's
like
more of like the thing
trust.
you said.
Yeah, I mean that's how it should be, but
Because like the citizens themselves want to build the police department, so then they can like trust their police.
I mean that's
Like
a good idea. That's a good idea.
right now, yeah. So that's what
You just
they're.
have As long
Go
as
ahead.
everyone has the proper training and like funding to be like safe and like you can't like just bribe, because if it's such like ordinary citizens, they're probably more open to like getting bribed and shit from like crime, like criminals. So as long as you make sure that doesn't happen, then yeah, it's a good idea. But
Yeah,
yeah,
and
I
I
don't know.
don't think mayor
I
should
don't
be
know
facing
how
backlash
I
either.
don't know I don't know how dangerous Minneapolis is though, like compared to other places. Like I
It's
don't know
not
how
like
dangerous it is.
it's not like a crime city per se.
Like it's not like, could you imagine if you did that in like Detroit or something?
Yeah, no.
Like, so.
It's not. I know a lot of people who live in Minneapolis. They say it's a pretty good city. So not a lot of people, but I know some people, and they say like crime is not really an issue. So.
We'll see how we'll see we'll see where it goes. I have a feeling it's more gonna lean towards a retooling more than just a complete like negation, like taking away of the
Yeah,
police department.
that's what I was thinking. A lot of people are pushing for sort of stricter and sort of more qualifications to become a police officer. For they
Yeah,
want
that's
that to be
true.
implemented within the systems so that, you know, these problems don't really happen again.
And I
The
know that
issue with
like the
qualifications,
mayor
yeah.
signed like an agreement to like ban chokeholds as well
Yeah.
and more police procedures. I mean, I don't know why chokeholds were a part of their police procedures, but it's good that now it's gone in at least in Minneapolis.
Yeah, I guess it was to like prevent, like let's say if you have like a violent some criminal that you have to take down, but at that point you can just like tase them or shoot them or something.
Yeah, you there's definitely like yeah. There's
Yeah.
definitely other ways to deal like that like what happened with George Floyd. There's definitely so many better ways to handle that situation.
Yeah, and to my understanding, the move the cop used on George Floyd was a common like police tactic. He just completely used it in the wrong situation for way too long. Like
Yeah.
he didn't have
Yeah.
to like there are other pictures of cops doing that to other people, but for a short amount of time to make sure they're like restrained, not like for however long the police officer used
Yeah,
to George Floyd.
8 minutes and 46 seconds.
Yeah, and that was 6, 7, 8 minutes too long. He didn't have to do it for that long. So
Yeah.
we'll see. I'm interested to see where this goes. But all I know is if I'm a criminal and I hear this city has no police, I'm most likely gonna go there to do my criminal activities, but we'll see. We will see. All right, what's up? What's next on the agenda?
So, I guess like last Sunday, Be Water, which is a documentary showcasing Brucey's life and career, was premiered. It was like an ESPN 30 for 30 thing, and it sort of showcased his life pursuing acting in Hollywood and reflecting on his legacy about how like being an Asian American when anti-Asian American sentiments were kind of at their peak in the time that Bruce Lee was sort of pursuing his acting career. You sort of have to this the documentary sort of like showcased his life during those Asian American sentiments and how his kung fu movies really came to popularize martial arts in America, and his legacy, despite his short film career, is still very much being shown today.
Yeah, so it was a I don't know if you guys watched it, but it was a pretty good doc. It was pretty like 'cause at the time like you said like there's like the Asian American community was pretty like looked down upon, especially like kind of like during like the civil rights era. And then that's like the juxtaposition between like the documentary and like the Black Lives Matter movement right now. It's pretty like we still have the same problems then as we do like we still have the same problems now as we did then, which is pretty sad. I think like the best like quote in the thing was like when he said, "Who am I?" That is the age-old question asked by every man at one time or another. So like obviously Bruce Lee, like everyone knows who like Bruce Lee is. But like they don't know like he was like essentially like a philosopher and like a deep like a really deep thinker, and that's why I'm a fan of Bruce Lee. Obviously his movies pretty cool movies like to watch, you know, like kung fu shit. But like it was good that like he was like ahead of his time, like accepting like racially diverse students and stuff like that. So it was a good documentary, all around, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch it. Obviously, I know who Bruce Lee is and what he did in terms of like portraying Asian Americans as like strong, independent characters in movies. And I've seen a couple of I've seen Way of the Dragon, stuff like that. They're pretty good movies, but yeah, I think as Alohi was saying, like his he was like a forerunner and like a leader in like changing how a whole like minority of people were like viewed in like Hollywood, which was, you know, a pretty big deal for the time and stuff like that. So yeah, he was a really iconic guy for sure.
Yeah, going back to the point Alohe sort of covered about how nobody really knew Bruce Lee like that, except for, I can't remember his name, but it was one of the directors who worked with Lee. I think they covered like his story and a little bit of his biography in the documentary. I haven't seen it either, but in the sources that I've read, there was this one like section of the article where it showcased the director's interactions with Bruce Lee in one of the films that they were directing together. And it just came to show that like the director knew him well enough to come to the conclusion that like, yeah, Bruce Lee is, you know, the man. He's not like just this he's more than just the kung fu fighter in the movies.
Yeah,
Well,
for
I mean,
sure.
yeah, he was like, you know, certified like actual fighter. Like he wasn't an actor. He was a fighter first who became an actor. So people kind of knew of his skill in like actual hand-to-hand combat before Hollywood and shit. So people kind of respected him for that, you know, because they knew he could actually like kick their ass if he wanted to. He wasn't just like pretending. So
Yeah, it's
he's
funny
a
because like, oh, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say like he's one of the few famous actors who actually like performed his own stunts and actually knew how to do the stunts in the movie.
Yeah.
Were
It
you
was Lee
I was
and
gonna
like
say like
Jackie Chan after, right?
Well, yeah, but
Yeah.
Jackie Chan was also different because Jackie Chan's movies were way more like comedic in tone
Yeah.
than
Yeah.
Bruce Lee's. And I also think that Jackie Chan is by far a better actor than Bruce Lee, but you know, that's because Jackie Chan was, I think,
Actor first, like martial
actor
artist second.
first, right?
Yeah.
Or at least he had more training as an actor
Yeah.
than Bruce Lee. But what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say like
Okay.
the family of Bruce Lee was like if anyone saw Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I think all of us have, they said like you should watch Be Water because remember that scene in the
Yeah,
movie
he got his ass
when
kicked,
like
right?
Brad
By
Pitt
Brad Pitt,
fought?
yeah, kicked his ass.
Yeah, so they were like saying it's a mockery of like Bruce Lee,
There
like
are a lot of like I've been reading there have been a lot of people who have come out and said that Bruce Lee really like couldn't back it up and there were people who like kicked his ass before and shit. But I mean at the same time, like Tarantino came out and said that was like not it's not based on a true story, like that's a caricature of Bruce Lee. That's not supposed to be actually like Bruce Lee. Like it's a fake movie, the fake character that didn't actually happen. He just took artistic license. People shouldn't get offended by that. So no.
It was funny because like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said, like because like in the movie like Bruce like the character of Bruce Lee was the one who like kind of picked the fight with Brad
Yeah.
Pitt's character, and then Kareem Abdul-Jabbar said like that's in no way represents like what Bruce Lee like was because like he felt no need to prove himself.
I think that
And
was just
like,
like a misunderstanding of that movie. Like that movie's supposed to be like a stereotypical like depiction of Hollywood. It's not actually supposed to be Hollywood. Like it's not historical fiction. Like the Manson family wasn't killed by like two actors on acid with their dog. Like it's not real. Like I don't know. People just kind of misunderstood that scene, in my opinion. People thought that Quentin Tarantino was like roasting Bruce Lee or something. I don't know. I don't know. I don't understand. I mean, fucking Tarantino had a movie where they killed Hitler, yet no one was like, you know, roasting him for that. So I don't really understand. So yeah, but Bruce Lee, I think we all agree he's a legend, right? Legend.
For sure.
So yeah. All right. What's
So
I saw you had another thing up there, Alex.
So we'll shift gears a little bit. This is something that's already pre-existed but has now recently resurfaced. Mark Wahlberg draws huge criticism for his post recalling George Floyd's death, as people pointing out his like hypocritical nature since he was accused and actually, from my understanding, being put to prison for race crimes against African Americans and Asian Americans back in like the mid to late 80s. And people are using this evidence as sort of like white privilege because like even after his conviction for those crimes, he still went on to star in like the American Hero movies. And also his Wikipedia page has also received some backlash as like where it says like race crimes, that was erased and put controversy. So he's been put on blast for that, and he has yet to reply as of the timing of this podcast.
I mean, yeah, like, as for me, as for my opinion on this, like, I'm not gonna hold a man like guilty for like 30 plus years.
Yeah, people can change.
Yeah, like he's not like, obviously he's not a mod on Wikipedia, so he's not one to hide it. He's talked about it many times. I was made aware of this like years ago. I mean, I get like that people are saying like white privilege, 'cause like the fact that he did that, but then still got those kind of roles is still kind of like messed up. But like you people like Jack just said, like people can change, and that happened when he was 16. This man is 49 now, so like I'm not gonna hold that against him. Obviously, what he did was messed up, and he should have gotten more. He only got 45 days in prison. And he like obviously he didn't get pardoned for the thing, so technically under the law he's still like he's still he hasn't gotten pardoned,
It's
so
on his record, and
it's on his
he had a
record.
terrible childhood. Like, he didn't graduate high school until 2013. I don't know
Yeah.
if many people know that. He didn't get his high school diploma until 2013. He was addicted to a lot of substances. He like grew up in a really bad area. Obviously, that doesn't, defend anything that he did. Obviously, what he did was, wrong and stuff. But he's changed for the better, obviously. And you should let people change, you shouldn't hold people accountable for something they did in the past. Like, he's apologized for it, he's come clean about it, and he's tried to make a difference now, and I think he should be allowed to do that. Like, what are you gonna like do? Like, he's been in all these movies anyway. You can't take that away from him. He's earned the right to be in those movies. So, like, he's worked hard.
And he was a celebrity like even when he was like around that age, like 16, 18.
What's
Like
up?
he was a pretty well-known figure.
No, he not when he was
Really?
older. He was in a rap group, yeah, not when he was 16. Yeah.
He was like
Older.
well known when he was a
Oh, how
kid.
much
He
later though?
was like in Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but was he like famous before that, or that's what like.
I mean, he might have been. I mean, to my understanding, like, let's say for example he was famous and he did do these crimes and he did get the roles after, like he was famous before, like you said. I guess you could say that's white privilege because the directors like looked past that. But at the end of the day, it's the director's choice to cast him in the movies, So
Yeah.
that's artistic license that directors have to that's their right. What, you're gonna what, cancel all the directors who ever cast him in a movie because they casted him?
Yeah,
Like, I don't understand that logic either. So I don't know. There's a lot of celebrities though who've made mistakes in the past, but I think it's just because their celebrities are elevated above normal people, you know what I mean? Like, people hold them to a higher standard.
standard. Yeah. I mean,
Just because they
like,
have
I've,
money
like,
doesn't mean they're
yeah.
smarter.
For sure.
What
We're
were you
all
gonna say?
humans. And then I was gonna say, like, the reason people are, like, getting, like, so messed up over this is, like, that, like, John Boyega was, like, afraid, like, that he might lose his career because of, like, his protesting. When, like, Mark Wahlberg did that shit and didn't do anything, like, nothing. He had no reper, like, he served his 45 days. Well, he served his time. 45 days is outrageous, but I can't. I'm not gonna talk
Well,
about the sentencing.
being an actor, losing your career in being an actor is different because that means no one's ever gonna cast you for a movie again. I find it hard to believe that no one's ever gonna cast John Boyega for a movie ever again after he was in
I know.
Stand. You
I'm
know what I
just
mean?
saying, like,
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, he's paranoid that he might lose his career when Mark Wahlberg doesn't have to be.
But that was also like 30 years ago, like you said.
I know, that's what they're saying. Like, that's what they're saying. Like, that's what people are saying. Like, this is, like, an example of white privilege.
I'm sure Mark Wahlberg was worried. You're telling me when he was in jail, he wasn't worried that he might never be cast in a movie ever again? That's, I find that hard to believe.
What, well, like, he wasn't an actor then.
Or cast in a music video, or whatever he was doing at that time. Like, you're telling me he was not worried that this is going to impact his future? I'm sure he was worried about it, but, you know, they just, the directors and the music video producers and all that looked past that. Just like I know they're going to look past John Boyega's protesting. So, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. When I first heard about this, I was, like, low-key not super surprised because he's basically a 16-year-old scrappy Boston kid mentality trapped in, like, a 46-year-old bodybuilder physique. That's what gets me
for
weak.
Sure. No, you're definitely right. He definitely, as messed up as it says, he gives me that vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is kind of messed up to see, like, to, like, stereotype someone like that. But yeah, he definitely gives me that vibe.
But, I agree with you. He has changed considerably, and people putting, not just Mark Wahlberg, I feel like people putting other people on full blast when they've, for something that they've done in the past where they've clearly changed now, is kind of unnecessary.
Yeah, because you can't go back and change the past, but you can always change the future, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what is you exposing him going to do? A, he's already a millionaire. B, he's already been in all these movies.
He doesn't have to reply to you.
Yeah, why? He hasn't replied. He clearly does not
care.
Yeah,
exactly. He doesn't have to.
Like he does not care. So what you're doing is just dragging his name through the mud for no reason. Other than, like, to expose him for, you know, like you said, stuff he's done in the past that he's now apologized for. So
it would be a different story if, you know, he's kind of exhibited these qualities repeatedly now.
Yeah.
Then
it
would
be
something
different.
Story.
If he, like, beat up a black guy, like, yesterday, yeah, that'd be a different story.
Yeah, sure. I mean, like, if he was still like that, I think, like, I mean, he's worked with a bunch of, like, African-American actors. Like, something would have came out, like,
this
year.
That's a really good point. That's a really good point.
That's a good point.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you would think that, like, an African-American actor would have been like, he's racist.
Yeah, but, like, nothing of, yeah, so it has not come out. So that's why I believe he's changed for the better.
I agree. People make mistakes. They move forward. That's life. And that's it.
Yeah.
And, you know, following the theme of people making, like, past mistakes, the Flash actor, Hartley Sawyer, has been ousted from the show entirely over problematic tweets, over sort of, well, it's kind of a doozy. In one tweet, Sawyer jokes about being at dinner and quote-unquote exposed myself as a racist again. And another said he would beat, quote-unquote, beat the hell out of his wife if he had one. And on Instagram, he issued an apology by saying, I'm incredibly sorry and ashamed and disappointed in myself for my ignorance back then. And, you know, I want to be very clear. This is not reflective of who I am or what I think or who I am now. And the CW, the station that sort of airs The Flash, and Warner Brothers released a joint statement in regard to Sawyer. We do not tolerate derogatory remarks that target any race, ethnicity, national origin, gender, or sexual orientation. Such remarks are I can't speak today. But basically, like, his remarks are against what we believe in, and our action for removing him from the show is justified. That's basically what the CW and Warner Brothers have said in regards to his release from the show.
How old was he when when did you see those things? Was it recent, or, like, was this a long time ago?
I'm not 100% sure, but
2012 and 2014.
Okay, so it was, like, six. Okay. So this is basically what we just talked about, except this time he's not super famous like Mark Wahlberg, so they can fire him. Basically the same situation, except now he's not that famous. Yeah, okay. I mean, understandable why they released him. Also kind of understandable on why he's probably upset about it, because like we just talked about it, he said those things, he apologized, he moved on, he tried to become a better person, and They didn't let him.
Well,
They
I
said.
think it's different because like he didn't apologize for it back then. He apologized for it now. While Mark Wahlberg has been
Are we
like
sure he didn't
has
apologize for it back then?
no, he hasn't.
I'm
Okay.
sure
And
he hasn't.
these were tweets, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Also,
It might be
to
like
hand
a
to
Jake
hand
Fromm
what he
situation
didn't
where like he said the thing and then now they decide to put it out there.
would to well, you know, he
Well,
posted this
no,
on Twitter.
they've been
So
on the
this
internet.
is
It's just resurfaced like
what I
someone.
don't understand is if they were on Twitter, they definitely saw that shit when they hired him, but they chose to hire him anyway. Now that all this stuff is going on, now they choose to fire him. That doesn't make
Yeah.
sense to me. So you're telling me they could look past it back then, but now they're
It's
not, they're
definitely like
choosing
it's
not
definitely
to?
the public backlash that
Yeah,
when they
that's fucked up.
resurfaced. Yeah.
If they really believed in what they're saying of how they don't support what he said or whatever, they wouldn't have hired him in the first place. But they hired him. So that seems kind of sketchy on the CW's part. Also, to be fair to this guy, he didn't beat anyone up. Mark
Yeah.
Wahlberg actually
Yeah.
assaulted someone.
Yeah.
This guy just tweeted some shit, which is fucked up,
Is
but
the,
this
yeah.
is basically what happened to James Gunn. Except James Gunn got his job back because he was vouched for.
Yeah.
So unless the people on the Flash vouch for this guy, which they're not going to, he's not going to get his job back. So that's unfortunate,
And
for
like he
him.
doesn't, to my understanding, like I don't watch The Flash, but like he doesn't really play like the
A
biggest role.
huge, yeah. It's not like it's what's his name getting fired. The guy who actually plays the Flash,
Grant Hill
Ezra
or
Miller.
Grant Gustin. No,
Oh,
this is
Grant
a TV show.
Gustin.
Yeah, TV
Oh,
show.
show.
Grant Gustin. Which fucked up is like, let's say it was him saying this. I think we can all agree that like
Yeah, he
he
would have his
probably would
job.
have been vouched. He would have his job, and people would have
Yeah.
vouched for him.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he changed. But this guy, I just don't understand how what he posted this on Twitter and they hire him anyway. But now that they're getting public backlash, like, oh no, we're gonna fire him.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it's pretty sketchy from the CW's part.
What's weird is we're not weird, but like I don't know how you guys feel about this, but we've all like there's so many people. I don't know anyone who hasn't posted anything regrettable on the internet at least one time. You know what I mean? Like, what are
Oh,
you gonna
yeah.
do? Like, are you gonna like, ban everyone who's ever posted anything bad? Like, that you're gonna siphon down your talent pool so much that it's
Yeah, I mean,
almost I don't
I think
know how
the
to explain
reason
the
we
word.
gravitate towards celebrities is because they make these mistakes, even though like we want them to like be like these perfect
Yeah.
cookie cutter like humans that but like in all honesty, like all celebrities have done like not terrible, like not things such as this, but like they've done like regrettable things that they've had to publicly apologize for. And I mean, as for like what do I want my celebrities like doing this? No, but like I can understand, and like obviously like a lot of the apologies are just for PR, just to like calm people down. But like I'm not gonna hold something against someone like in Mark Wahlberg's case for 30 plus years. As for this thing, the fact that he didn't apologize for it but is apologizing for it now, both the CW and him are at fault because like he didn't apologize for it, CW hired him in the first place, so both of them should face backlash.
Yeah, agreed. I think that once this is all over, he'll definitely find more work. I don't think his long-term career is in jeopardy. He's
Yeah.
probably just confused on why he got hired in the first place and now he's getting fired after the CW definitely knew about the stuff.
I
But
think part of the problem. Oh, go ahead.
I was just gonna say like you can't hold people like to their word. Like, and this has happened with so many celebrities. Like Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart tweeted like shit. Like, I think he tweeted like, if my son ever wants me to buy a dollhouse, I'm gonna like buy a dollhouse for him and then like break it over his head or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Like,
Like we
clearly
lived in different
anti-homosexual.
times. Yeah, like like obviously that wouldn't fly today, but back then, like hating on like homosexuals was like normal. It was part of our society.
You can't draw like yeah, you can't take things from like one time period and put them in another like it just doesn't work like that. Society's evolved, you know?
Yeah, for
Yeah.
sure.
I think part of this problem also stems from how the industry works as a whole.
Are you talking about like entertainment business?
Yeah, sort of like, I don't know, like the way some studios, of course, I'm not speaking for like every single studio. There's definitely some like holistic procedures that companies do to hire the talent that they need for the shows that they want to air. But I feel like how some of these celebrities have risen up is kind of sketchy.
If I'm like a director and I see someone has incredible talent and like they're gonna be a great actor, but they tweeted out like one messed up thing like 10 years ago, I'm not gonna not hire him because of that. You know what I mean? I'm gonna
Yeah.
hire him.
Yeah.
So, but then it's just messed up because it's like the public forces the CW in this case to like fire him, even though they probably didn't want to because if they hired him in the first place, you know what I mean? But like they're being forced to fire him. Which is a whole different
Yeah,
situation. Obviously, what
essentially
he did was
cancel
wrong.
culture.
Let's not get that twisted. What he did was messed
Yeah.
up, racist, bad. He should not do that. He should also have the option to apologize and move on. Drew Brees is not getting released from the fucking Saints because of what he
Yeah.
said. So why should this guy be fired? You know what I mean? Which doesn't really make sense to me.
Well, like when Drew Brees' thing, his what he said was not inherently racist, it's just wrong. But
Right,
like what
true.
this guy said like was clearly misogynist and racist.
True, fair point, but the punishments, I agree, are not equal for everyone, depending on your level of celebrity.
Oh yeah. So like if you're replaceable, they're gonna replace you after this. But like
Right.
if you're like a huge A-list actor such as Mark Wahlberg, you're gonna get away with it. And I
I
mean
guarantee
obviously
Mark
like
Wahlberg is going to be in the movie like next year, and people are going to like forget
yeah.
about this.
Yeah,
yeah,
probably.
All right, next thing, Alex, next
Yeah.
topic. I think this is a good one, so I'm excited to talk
All
about it.
right, so shifting gears a lot actually. There's this race car
No
driver, a
pun
female race car,
intended.
huh?
Yeah,
I
no
said
pun
no pun
intended.
intended.
Oh. I
Oh.
hate you. I hate it because I didn't catch it until now. God damn it. All right. So female V8 supercar racer from Australia, Renee Gracie, reportedly makes upwards of $90,000 monthly after switching her career choice from being a race car driver to an OnlyFans like model, right? And Gracie admits that she had financial troubles in racing, and she would basically get nothing from her races despite like showing talent in that particular field from what I've been able to deduce. However, like her inability to gain financial stability in race car driving was unable to maintain her passion for racing, and then she switched. So, according to Gracie, it has put me in a financial position I could never have dreamt of, and I really enjoy it. I'm fine with whatever they want to call me, and I'm earning good money, and I'm comfortable with where I'm at. So, along with being optimistic with her situation thus far, she asked for people to view her for her success and not her job, which is a quote that I found very interesting because people are going to look at her success. Like in a vacuum, people are gonna look at her success, and then, if I was like a younger person, like a younger female with looking for role models to look up to, and then I see this girl like, just like an Instagram or like somewhere word of mouth, like a come from behind story, right? I'm gonna immediately think like, oh, what did she do? And then I do some research. She went to OnlyFans.
Well, is that wrong, Alex? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, like, I think the story explains itself. It's just
Like, what's
weird.
wrong with that? But like, what's wrong with that though? Like,
I mean, like, I don't know. I
are
feel
you
like,
shaming her?
no. I'm just saying, like,
No, I'm not roasting you, but like, from what I understand of what you just said that like, if you're a young girl, you shouldn't look up to her because she made an OnlyFans. I'm pretty,
no.
like, is that not what you just said?
I'm saying, like, I guess what I'm trying to say is that, like, OnlyFans is becoming a site where it's becoming, like, the easy way out for a lot of these women.
I mean, yeah.
And I'm not, like,
Are
disgracing
you
anybody
simping
for
out?
that. Clearly, she made a choice, her conscious decision, and she's reaping the benefits of it. Good
Yeah.
for her.
Like, get your bet. Like, bro, I don't like. People should not be shamed for like
Yeah,
putting their
I would
body
never
on the
like hate on
internet.
someone's hustle.
Yeah, I'm
Like,
that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to hate.
bro, look, like you, like, let me. I heard this really good quote from this porn star. It's actually, I actually thought this was a really good point. She was like, okay, look, everyone has sex for free. It's probably gonna suck. So you're telling me I can get paid to have
Yeah.
sex with really hot guys and become like a millionaire? Why wouldn't I do that? You know what I mean? Like, this is just the next step in our society in terms of like accepting like I guess our bodies and like becoming more progressive towards, human sexuality and all that.
Right.
And if people are gonna drop 90 racks a month, you know how much money that is? Insane. Like,
I think in
that's
one of the
really cheap.
sources, like she had a like a 3 year like lease or a, like a monthly lease that she had on a house that she's going to pay off in like 12 months.
Dude, and she's not even doing porn. It's not actual
Yeah,
porn.
exactly.
yeah there's
Yeah, so she's literally just like getting the bag. And if I'm a girl, and if, okay, if I'm a, like, bro, if I'm like a 19-year-old, like, baddie, and someone's like, bro, you can just post, like, topless pictures of yourself and make that much money. Like, why wouldn't I do that? Like, what? Like, I don't understand. Like, why would I ever want an actual job, ever, where I can make $90,000 a month? Obviously, she has more clout, because she's probably making more money than most people, blah, 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 whatever. But if I could even make 40,000 a month, that's still a ridiculous amount of money, more money than most people would ever see. So, like, why wouldn't I? You know what I mean?
I mean, I respect anyone like who makes a decision not to do that. I think
Oh,
having the
yeah. Choose what you want to do, but at the same time, like, just because it's the quote unquote easy way out does not make it the wrong decision. Like, this is basically free money.
Yeah, exactly.
Free money. And if she just like hires like a financial investor who just puts this money in some stocks or something, she's set. She is set for life, pretty much. So, I mean, shit, why not? This is just a feel-good story. What's messed up, in my opinion, is the fact that she even had to do this. Like, clearly this is not her passion, but the fact that she was not getting money for whatever reason, maybe it's because the sport she's in doesn't have that much finance, or maybe she just wasn't that good, which is like the part no one wants to hear.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly why she didn't make money either.
I mean, shit.
I mean, she said she. I mean, she said
Get
it's the
your
best
bag.
decision she's made. She said like
Well,
she's happy with
mine
her decision.
clearly did not based on her action. See, the basic question we should do. Make sure that my voice, you get.
Like crazy, bro.
Oh, it's because my like Wi-Fi went down. I low key think I might be able to finish the podcast. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, we can still like hear you, but you.
Oh shit, my Wi-Fi just like went down. Sorry, my bad. Oh, what I was saying was
Okay.
like, clearly this was not her passion. She's a race car driver first, whatever. The fact that she kind of had to switch her careers up, it's kind of sad because I think everyone should have the opportunity to chase your dream. And like she got there, she was a driver for whatever reason. She couldn't make it work, which is kind of sad in my opinion.
Yeah,
Yeah, I mean, like
that's the
in
kind of mentality that I
supercars,
have
like.
as well.
Yeah, like supercars is like kind of like the pathway towards like IndyCar or NASCAR. And like that was what her dream was, to become like a NASCAR driver. And like obviously
Right.
like clearly like the sport didn't pay it, like wasn't like fish efficient enough for her lifestyle. she found something that is, so I mean, good for her. Like, I'm not gonna hate on someone's hustle.
Yeah, exactly.
And driving. Speaking of, is not a. Physical sport. So the work. From like
doing the practice. So due to technical difficulties, Jack had to leave the podcast for the rest of the duration. So me and Alex will finish off with the last few topics. So anything else you wanted to say on this last topic, Alex?
Yeah, going back to like the whole the idea, like the reason why I wanted to talk about Renee Gracie and like her choice on the podcast, I'm not talking like the reason why I wanted to include this in podcast in the first place is just the dynamic and the idea of OnlyFans is like kind of crazy when you like really think about it. Like, good on Gracie for like doing the choices that she wanted to make for herself, and it ultimately benefited her greatly. I respect that. She clearly found her niche.
I understand, like, the stigma, but like against OnlyFans, because like I would never pay to see like nude pictures of someone, but people do clearly by what, like looking at her salary.
There's like so much demand for it. That's the crazy part to me.
There's a demand. She filled that demand, and that's just a part of business. So, that's simple economics. There's demand for it. She filled the demand. She's getting paid for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's whatever, I guess. I don't know. All right, we can move on to the last topic here, sort of going on the whole video game side now, since on the previous, I think it was like all the way in the third episode, we talked about in great detail about conspiracies about the PlayStation 5. And recently, there's been a retail leak suggesting that the price for the next-gen console would be around $600 per unit, which is pretty poor timing considering the events around the world taking place right now. We don't need to cover them. They're everywhere. But this sort of leak is set as a placeholder, and therefore, by nature, it's not completely legitimate. Sony's plans thus far with the console is pretty interesting when you compare it to the Series X from Microsoft, which is set to release around the PlayStation 5 and rumored to be about like $100 lower than what the PS5 is projected to be in order to maintain its competitive edge with Sony. And there's a quote from a USA Today article saying that the $500 price point is likely the target for Sony and Microsoft, and anything over $499 is problematic. And the fact that there will be another recessionary environment in the fall, it's likely to dampen the demand if the PS5 price is higher than that.
For sure. So, like, I think Sony, I don't think this leak is, like, true.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I don't know if you saw the reveal, but there's two different consoles. There's the regular PS5 and the all-digital version of the PlayStation 5. I personally am going to go for the all-digital because I'd rather have all-digital copies of my games. And usually that comes with a price decrease. Obviously, if Microsoft comes in at $500, like Sony had this problem. The PS3 was supremely overpriced for what the tech you got. And that's why Xbox 360 won that the Battle of the Console War. Last generation with the PS4 and the Xbox One, the Xbox One was more expensive because they had the Kindle was bundled in there. Like, you had to get the Kindle on launch day. It came with it. So it was $100 more than PlayStation. Even though the hardware was costed the same, you had to get the camera, which no one cares for. No one cares for the fucking Kinect or the PlayStation camera, whatever it's fucking called. I think Sony right now is putting out these leaks. This is my theory. This is all headcanon. So this is my theory. Sony's putting out these leaks saying it's going to be really overpriced. Because, like, right now, Sony and Microsoft are just basically trying to figure out who's going to say their price first. Whoever says their price first, the other company is either going to have to match it or undercut it. So if Xbox comes out and says, our console's $500, what I think Sony's going to do is be like, all right, cool. The PlayStation 5, like, normal one will be like 550, and the all digital will be like 500 to match them. Obviously, Microsoft has Project Scarlet. I don't know if you've heard of that, but that's basically their budget version of the Series X. Supposed to come out like a few months after the launch date of the Series X and the PlayStation 5. Obviously, like as for the console war, I'm part of like the community that thinks like you can have like all the specs, all the pricing, all of that, right? But like, whichever console has the best games is gonna win the console war.
Yeah, for
Which
sure.
is why I think like the PlayStation had a better reveal than the Xbox did. Because the Xbox just showed their thing like very early when like the PlayStation showed all their games. They showed like the new Spider-Man game, they showed a bunch of indie games, they showed 2K, they showed all those games, and then they just out of nowhere revealed the console. And all the accessories as well, like the 3D audio headset, the camera, the dual charger thing. They revealed everything, all in that thing. I think we're hovering about $500. That's my guess. Last generation was 400, so I think this generation, especially since this is more future proof than the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One was, because like I have an original PlayStation. Like that's what I use, and it literally sounds like a jet engine. Like when I'm like playing games at like 1080p at 60 frames per second. These games are, I mean, the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X are go up to 8K gaming. Why you would ever need 8K gaming, I don't know. I don't even do they even sell 8K monitors? I don't think so. I know they have 8K TVs, but so they're definitely more future proof than last generation, which is good. So I think that's gonna come with a price increase. Obviously, like when you're selling consoles, you are, like every time Sony sells a console, like a PlayStation 4, they lose money. What Sony makes their money back on and their profit is the games, because like they take a share of each game. Like they take like I don't know the exact percentage of each game they take, but like that's how they get their money back. So like, when you buy a console, Sony loses their money. So obviously these companies are willing to lose money in order to get the hardware out to the like the majority of people so that they can sell these games.
Yeah. You buy the video game system to play the games. No one's gonna, the casual fan isn't gonna really care what specs like each thing
Oh
has
yeah, for sure.
when they're
Like
like similar to each other because they have to maintain their
exactly.
competitive edge. What they mostly care about is the games. Like what, Microsoft has an edge with the Halo games, which we can whole talk about a whole another thing with that. And Microsoft, or not Microsoft, Sony, I believe, has got the edge because, like you said, their marketing decision to showcase their games and maintain a slight focus on their system capabilities, but there's greater emphasis for, you know, what they has to offer in terms of their library, which I think is the most
For
important
sure. And
part.
I think I think right now the PlayStation
And when
definitely has
people
the
like
best.
look back on the game systems, they reference the games that associated with the system.
For sure. Like that's
Like
why
no
I
one's
think
gonna
like
look back and be
PlayStation
like,
won
oh,
last
the
generation.
like the 4K
Like
Retina
yeah,
display, the
like
PS3, remember that shit? No, they're gonna be like, dude, remember Uncharted 3.
Facts. Yeah, exactly. That's why I think PlayStation has the edge, 'cause like right now like Halo's dying. Like a lot of like the big Xbox titles that were like built Xbox up to like this huge like conglomerate are starting to like die off. But like PlayStation is hitting with Spider-Man. They're
2K games.
obviously, huh?
Oh, never mind. I think 2K is X360 and is Microsoft and PlayStation, right? It's not a PlayStation
Yeah,
exclusive of the 2K games.
that's a triple A game. That's a triple A game.
Yeah. My bad,
Yeah,
I
so
misspoke.
Horizon. You have all these God of War. You have all these huge titles that are PlayStation exclusives. And like that's the reason PlayStation 4 won, and that's why I believe PlayStation 5, as of right now, which has the better games, is going to win this console war. I mean, Microsoft bought a lot of like indie game companies to like make their catalog bigger. We'll see how that works out, but like right now, PlayStation has the edge. Like I'm literally buying the play. Like the reason I'm picking PlayStation is two reasons. One, I have a huge history with like I have a huge library of PlayStation games, and two, Spider-Man. Like
Yeah, the new Miles Morales jump.
I'm not playing freaking Lego Spider-Man on the freaking Xbox. You got me chopped. So yeah, because Spider-Man PS4 was probably my favorite game that I've played in the past like 3 years. Obviously, like PlayStation exclusive games. Obviously, there's AAA games that have like more, but yeah. That's why I believe PlayStation will win this one.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Sony is like playing it smart. They know what they're doing. They know what's relevant and they know what people are gonna care about.
Yeah, and they made that mistake before with the PlayStation 3. That's why I think they're more set to be able to win this generation as well. When like Xbox has not made like a huge failure, like you could say like the Xbox One like failed against the PlayStation 4, but it wasn't a huge failure. It still sold a lot of consoles.
Yeah, they
And
didn't lose. Like, well,
yeah, like
they lost, but
they lost the
they didn't
console
like
war,
fail. That's what
but
I'm trying to
like
say.
they didn't, yeah, it wasn't like an epic failure. Like the PlayStation 3 was literally an epic failure until like they revamped it with the PlayStation Slim and all that. But before that, I had like the original PlayStation 3. That huge thing for like weighed like 30 pounds. That was what was on my desk. I had like my consoles that I've had is PlayStation 3, Xbox 360. I had an Xbox One, sold it, and I have a PlayStation 4 right now. I'm sticking with PlayStation only because of the reasons I said before. So would you be getting the if you had the money, would you get the Series X or the PlayStation 5?
Probably the PlayStation 5 due to the game library. That's like, and since a lot of people, a lot of close friends are gonna, like, they have intentions of buying the PS5, I'm gonna get it just so I can be in touch with you and like everybody else, because I think that'd be really fun.
Do you plan on getting it?
I mean, we'll see. There's clearly some priorities I have in mind before I'd like to touch the PlayStation idea, but maybe if there's like a good sale going on for PS5 games, then maybe I'll get it. No, PS5 games in the console, then I'll get it.
Yeah, usually they start bundling for like the same amount of like I remember like PS4 like during like Black Friday, not like the launch year, but the year after, they would always have the console and then have a game with it for free. So like I remember like the year after the PlayStation came out, it was like the Uncharted one where you'd get the PlayStation, Uncharted 1, 2, and 3 all bundled together for the same price as like the actual PlayStation 4. So like $400. So that would probably be it would probably be a year before we see those types of deals.
Just to piggyback a little
Unless
bit. Oh shit,
oh,
go
go ahead.
ahead.
I was gonna say unless like the market just steeply declines and they have to take even a smaller like they have to lose more money to get the hardware out. But what were you gonna say?
I was gonna piggyback on the idea about wait. I legit forgot. Hold up. Oh yeah. So it's just like a little bit of history between the console wars of Sony and Microsoft. The reason why Sony has gotten the edge in the first place is because like yeah, PS3 versus Xbox 360. 360 clearly won that because they were making pretty good games like throughout the beginning and sort of like the middle of the lifespan for the 360. And PS3 with its like clunky hardware and the like don't even get me started on the controllers is like the worst. No. I do not fuck with those. Ew. Oh, stop. Okay. So
I didn't think, okay, so for the controllers, I didn't think the PS3 controllers were like bad.
oh
I
no,
just think
I
like the
did
X
not enjoy
Xbox
them.
the Xbox 360 controller was so much better that it made it look worse than it actually was.
Like, yeah, that's fair, but yeah, I mean, I did not have good experiences with PS3 controllers. That's from my personal experience. I understand your viewpoint, though. Like, there weren't the worst things in the world, but I just, like, I couldn't get the most out of my gaming experience with a controller. And that like really set me back. And then Xbox 360 and then Microsoft released the One, and that met with mixed reception, but like it got the job done somewhat. And then and with the f learning from the failures or the setbacks that they got with the PS3, Microsoft and Sony was like, all right, like we made these mistakes, let's make sure we don't do this again. So and they started making games like Uncharted 4, God of War, all these like good AAA titles in a row alongside the PS4, which clearly gave it the edge that it very much needed against Microsoft. And that to me is what created the edge, quote, like so to speak.
Yeah, for sure. Like the fact like they learn from their mistakes, and that's why they won the past this generation's console war. Next one, what we have we'll see. My prediction is Sony again, but I can easily see like that Microsoft can win if they come out with better titles and if their price is significantly lower. That's what happened with the PlayStation, like PlayStation 3. The fact that it was so much higher, but the hardware was worse. That's why Microsoft won in the 360 days. But same thing could happen here if because Microsoft the Series X is more powerful than the PlayStation 5, and if it's lower, if it's priced lower, if the price point is lower than the PlayStation 5, the same thing can happen again. It just depends on the market, depends on what happens. So we'll see. I'm excited though.
Yeah, for sure. This is the P fun fact. This is gonna be my first console that I'm gonna have, like since the 360.
Oh, really?
Like I don't have a PS3, I don't have a PS4. Like it's the 360, then the PS5. In terms of like next
That's
gen
a huge, I
consoles.
mean, that's a huge jump for you.
I'm gonna
That is a huge
hold,
jump.
yeah, I'm gonna hold like the controller in my hand, and I'm gonna like, I don't know, we'll see.
See, like the lights like come on the sides. That shit is lit, though. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, do you have this? Are you like, is your setup like future proof for it? Like, do you have like a 4K TV or monitor?
I have a $40 TV that I split with my brother. Does that count?
You'd brought like if I were you, I'd probably get a better TV.
No. Like I'm not. I'm just kidding. Like my TV is
Okay.
like it was a $40
Well, it
TV that I
depends. Like,
split with my
are you
brother,
gonna
but it
take
was
it?
like one of the TVs that you have in like in Wild Wings, like those big jounce that you would watch sports with. So it's that TV. It's like that kind of TV.
Would you be take? Would this be like a PlayStation that you'd keep at home, or would you like take it with you to like college?
I'm gonna take it with me. Cause I'm already planning to take the TV if my campus opens up for the fall. So might as well take the console.
Oh, has your campus not said anything yet?
I mean, they're planning on opening, but there's a lot of speculation on that A and B. I don't think many people are going to show up anyways, because I think a lot of courses are scheduled or intended to be completely online. And the people's argument is like, yo, if things are just going to be, if some of the courses are just going to be online, then why even go
Might
on
as well
campus
like
in the first
not,
place? I'm just going to
yeah,
stay home.
instead of paying. Yeah, that's facts. I mean, they with our school, they announced that like it's gonna be a mixture of in like online and in class. So I think it's gonna be like you go in class like once a week, and then like the rest of the week you do it online.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason I have to go to campus, I mean, you know about it, but like for the audience, like I signed a lease, so we have to pay rent, so I have to go, unless I sublet the house, I have to go down there, so I might as well go down there if I'm paying for it. So yeah, that's the reason I'm going down. So a lot of people I know are starting like they're gonna take a gap semester, so like not like if they're like so they're not gonna take classes next semester and then just like put it on for next for the one after, so they don't have to pay for like these classes. I
Yeah.
think if they're gonna open school like with like that, like a mixture, they have to reduce the prices.
Yeah, for
They have to
sure.
reduce admission because like I should not be paying for like a full experience when I'm 90% of it is online.
Yeah, I
So like
think,
that's the whole point. The whole
yeah.
point of online college is you save money. If I'm not saving money but I'm still doing it online, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I think a lot of the labs are trying to be in person, 'cause like you can't really do an online lab.
Yeah. And I have to take a lab next year. I mean, not year, this coming semester. So we'll see
Same
how that
here,
goes.
buddo.
Because like I took the lecture, but I didn't take the lab. I have to take the lab. So yeah, that should be fun.
Good luck. Bruh.
What are we on time?
Hour six.
Okay, we can talk about something if you in the conversation starters if you wanna like what do you wanna talk about?
Really know, to be honest. We could talk about how I almost got bagged for alcohol at the fucking
Alcohol.
football game.
I was thinking since it was just me and you, we could talk about our party throwing experience
Oh my
if you want
lord.
to.
Sure, I guess. I mean, I don't really care. Just,
Okay, so for the audience, we've thrown three parties. Our first one was so all of these have
Oh, you
been
want to go deep,
like,
deep?
yeah, look, we'll talk
Okay.
about like the party throwing experience, right?
All right, you explain it.
Okay, so we've obviously all been to parties, like me and Alex have been to parties, but like throwing it is a whole different ballpark. So let me explain. So all three of them were like at an Airbnb. So the first one was in some guy's. So we ordered we booked the Airbnb and it said like full house, right? But actually, it was like in someone's basement. Like we had the whole basement for each other, and we invited like 30 people, thank goodness only like 20 showed up. So like it wasn't too hectic. But that was the first party. I was a DD at that party, so I don't know how I didn't get too lit compared to some people.
From what I heard, a lot of people like had fun.
Oh yeah. The first
Yeah.
one, like the first one was like more of like closer friends, like people we knew, like we knew like a lot in high school. 'Cause like the timing of the first party was like 2 months after we graduated, so like people were like fiending for like. 'Cause this was like about the time people were about not about the time, but like a month before people were about to start going off to college. So like people like wanted to see each other a couple times before like we had to like leave. So like it was like we had a good timing on our parties.
Yeah.
And second, yeah, so
yeah, everyone was throwing their grad parties like wherever, and like
yeah,
we formatted our party like grad. It was a grad.
Yeah. Cuz like we went to a couple grad parties, and then like some people were like, "Oh, I'm going to throw this huge thing." Like the reason we threw these in the first place were like, "Oh, we're going to throw these huge things." People were like, that's what people were saying, and everything just fell through. So like me and Alex would like sitting down at my house one day, and we're like, you know, let's just throw one. And then yeah, so that's how the first party came to be. Second party came to be, what were you gonna say?
I was saying, like, I'm thinking to myself, it was a spontaneous decision. Was it that spontaneous? I feel like it was.
Yeah,
because we were just talking about it. We were like discussing about how blown we were. And we're just
and then we were like, let's look. Yeah, we were like, let's look up prices, and we looked it up, and then it just like became a thing. Yeah, I mean, the second party was like due to popular demand from the first party after the first party. Oh, so a lot of people after the first party was like, "Yo, we should throw another one, right?" So like 2 weeks later, we booked another one. So we threw another one, right? This one was more hectic than the first one, because this was a whole house. It's a very nice house too. So we invited probably like 40 people. 40. The most we had at a time was around 62-63. In all, we had about 71 people come. So like that was your, like, so like this house was like layer, like had what, like one, two, like three floors, and then like a pretty big backyard, but it was pretty like it was close to like other houses, so like you could definitely hear us, so we're being pretty hot. A lot of people who we didn't invite showed up. Alex was pretty pressed that night.
Chill. I was actually so pressed.
Yeah.
I was so pressed.
Oh my goodness. I was pretty pretty out of it that night. And Alex was trying to explain to me why he was mad. I don't think I like remember a word you said. I just remember like you being like throwing your hands around getting mad.
I mean, like, man, whatever, fuck hosting that party, bro. That shit was an L.
Yeah, that was definitely an L. It was that one was my favorite, because
like a lot of as people, much as it like kind of sucked to host, it was really really funny hearing the stories.
It was funny, like
because like moment, it's because like I didn't participate in a lot of the stuff. Yeah, I can that see
like
down.
In the moment, like you were like very pissed at everything that was going on. I was just like, fuck it, like. I was just like, I'm gonna just vibe, and like, luckily nothing went wrong. So, in the end, it's just a geek story. I'm glad. Obviously, we'll get into more. Yeah.
Because it was it was like the hottest thing.
Yeah.
You could, bruh. Like, damn.
Yeah. I mean, we'll get into more specific things with like other guests as they come on. So this won't like we'll talk about it pretty vaguely, so that like what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
I had a good time at that one. That was probably my favorite. But then we ended up throwing another one, again due to popular demand, for New Year's. And then this one was a pretty weird one. We've kind of already mentioned this on a previous podcast, the one with we had Ajax. So we kind of mentioned all of them. This one, it was pretty fun. This was like kind of similar to the first one, how like, except like it was kind of similar to like the first one, but with more space but less people. So it was kind of like, this was for New Year's, so like it was kind of better that way. I mean, we had more people show up, but like it was kind of like an in and out thing.
Yeah, they showed up for like 20 minutes and then dipped.
Yeah. And then it was funny because like another person was throwing a a party like at the same time, and then I FaceTime someone at the other party, and they were like, "Yo, come through!" And I was like, "Nigga, I'm throwing my own. What the heck?" So yeah, that was pretty fun. And yeah, that is our party throwing experience. I don't see us throwing another party
At least
until
not in a long, long, long time.
I think the next time I would throw a party is after I go to like two parties thrown by someone that we know closely. Like, I can obviously go to like a party that I with someone I barely know, but the next two times that someone we know like a lot throws a party, the one after that, I would be willing to throw it. I don't know about you, though. And I think that would take like probably like it'd probably be like next year before that happens.
Yeah. I mean, would you want to be like chill, or would you want it to be like a rager?
So like would I want it to be like closer to like the first, third, or second? I don't know why I put it in that order. Probably the second. 'Cause I think the second I look more fondly upon the second than I do any of the other ones.
Well,
Just
the
'cause like that
second,
was
like, it
like
was weird because a bunch of randoms came, and that's
that's
what,
true, but
like,
like I
escalated it,
was
everything.
Yeah, and I was like I was vibing with them with the randoms. I'm not gonna lie, I was vibing with them.
I was not, for
But
the most
you were not.
part.
You were just like, why are you here? Yeah.
Oh my
And
God,
like
I was so
so
blown at the fact that they said, I'll Venmo you. You
and
can Venmo these
but yeah,
nuts.
the yeah, I was literally about to say that. Like the one bad thing that we've had every single party is that we've not like made our money back. Like
Doesn't like
when we
so
throw
and
these
so owe
parties,
you money? Like, starts with a D, hangs out with like the group that like of a friend we know that like climbed the balcony of the first party. Doesn't he still owe you money technically?
doesn't D
Yeah.
type his name in the chat? I have no idea who you're talking about. I think I know who you're talking about. Wait. Oh, are you talking about him? I don't know. Maybe. I think he does. I haven't talked to him about it in like months.
Yeah, it was good seeing you, man. Oh, it was good seeing you too. It was good that we get to catch up every once in a while. Oh, by the way, can you Venmo me money for the first party that happened X months ago, 2 years ago?
I mean, so yeah, the reason a lot of people like, yeah, so like the one bad thing that happened is like me and Alex have been down like $1,000. So like that's the only reason that's the only like thing that's holding me back from like throwing them whenever I want. You know what I'm saying? If we got our money back, because like we charged for these parties, because like obviously it's a Airbnb. So we charge for them, but like people don't want to pay, which is stupid. And why? Like we're paying like $500 for this. You really can't, you can't tell me you don't have $10. Like, bruh, you're pissing me off right now. But yeah, that is our party throwing experience. As for like details,
That will
when we
have to
have
come
guests,
later.
yeah, when we have guests that have been like every guest that we probably invite has probably been to one or two parties. So we can definitely talk about it with them. So yeah, I think that's pretty much everything, unless you want to talk about something else, Alex.
I think we're getting close to the end mark for the time. So, with everything talked about, and with that being said, thank you guys very much for tuning into this week's podcast. We hope you really enjoyed it. We did talk about a lot of things. And we'll see you next week.
All right, guys, peace. See you guys next week.